I am speaking today via Zoom with Catherine Frady, Executive and Artistic Director of Marble City Opera. It's great to see you again, Catherine. It's been a little while.
It's great to see you too. Thanks for having me.
Well, you have a couple of performances coming up that I wanted to chat about, but first I think it bears mentioning that Marble City Opera is one of the few arts organizations that has really been able to continue its season, and not only that, but with live performances, and you've been able to do so in a safe way. So kudos to you, because I'm sure that was no small feat. But tell me how you have been able to keep the music going. How has Marble City Opera been able to do this?
Well, thank you so much for talking about that and asking. It has definitely had its challenges and is, you know, quite a lot of extra work, but definitely worth the effort. You know, we had a production of Winterreise, which was a song cycle that we ended up staging with video projections, and that was in November. One cast member, one pianist. So, you know, one of the ways we've been able to do performances is by keeping the cast small. And that way we can really follow all the five core guidelines, social distancing, quarantining before performances, so that we know when we come together, we're safe, but continuing to wear masks in rehearsal and social distance has been the way that we've been able to keep everyone healthy and then therefore our audience healthy. And we always keep our singers and performers 15 feet away from the audience, but also been able to stream the performances online. I think just offering that streaming option for people has been really important during this time.
Mm-hmm. Marble City Opera was kind of created specifically to perform chamber operas in unconventional spaces with flexible casting and orchestration. So that seems to really have worked in your favor in this situation.
Absolutely. You know, we've been talking a lot about the fact that Marble City Opera does site-specific work and we perform in different venues. And I think that has helped us a lot during this time to be able to remain resilient and flexible in the way that we've been producing. But we're kind of reimagining what that actually means for us, because we can't come into as an intimate setting, you know, as we might have been doing in the past. So our venues, we have coming up doing a poker opera with five women, but we're going to be outdoors at the Tennessee Amphitheater. So it's not site specific, but it does allow us to continue to perform. And so we're very grateful to be able to kind of keep our mission going in that way.
Well, the next performance that you have coming up is in just under a week on Sunday, February 7th at 2:30 p.m., Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale. And this is a collaborative project with the Knoxville Symphony and Go Contemporary Dance Works. This will not be a live performance, but will be offered as a live stream from the Bijou Theater. Well, tell me how the idea for this collaboration came about.
So I actually worked on The Soldier's Tale, I think it was in like 2014 in Napa, California, and had the pleasure of working on it then with a great cast. James was directing it, my husband, James Marble. And the cast actually included my father as the narrator. He was a Shakespearean actor, so it was really exciting to work with him as the narrator. And UT alumni. And so after that experience, I thought this would be a great piece to bring to Knoxville. And perhaps the symphony would be interested in collaborating on it. And when Aram first moved to Knoxville, I wrote him an email. You know, he'd been in town for approximately 1 week. And I was like, oh, Aram, you want to collaborate? And he thought, who is this person who's writing to me? But, you know, we were fortunate enough to get to collaborate in other ways. You know, I sang the soloist for the Beethoven Ninth. And he had worked with James over at the Clarence Brown Theater on Candide. And so as the three of us got to know each other, he wrote to me 2018, I guess, and or 19, and said, hey, would you still be interested in doing The Soldier's Tale? And of course, I said yes. And we started the conversations. And it just turned out that with COVID, that it's still small enough that we're able to continue with the production.
Yeah, that works out really well. The Soldier's Tale is an interesting piece. It's been described as a theatrical work to be read, played, and danced. So what does that mean? Is it a ballet, a play, a concert work? What is it?
You know, it's a really good question. we still don't really know, but I think, you know, theatrical work with music is the best way to describe it because, you know, it's a small chamber ensemble. I think there's only going to be 7 instrumentalists on the stage provided by the Knoxville Symphony. And there's dialogue that happens sometimes within the music that's very rhythmic. It's actually written out rhythmically how it's supposed to fit in with the orchestration. And then there's also dialogue that's just free over the music and some, and also in between. So it is a staged production with a lot of movement. And obviously the dancer comes in at the end. She plays the princess, which is a great role to play for a dancer, I think.
Yeah. So speaking of the characters, who are the characters of the story and who's portraying them? And maybe can you give us a synopsis of the story as well?
Sure, I will do my best. It's a very strange story. So you have a devil character played by Rick Eldridge, who is a UT alumni. He actually went to the university in the theater grad program the same year James Marvel, our director, was also there. So they work together and know each other from grad school, which is great fun. And James Marvel is directing. There's a narrator, which I am playing the role of the narrator in this production. And a soldier who is being played by Joshua Allen, another UT grad from the opera program. He just graduated a few years ago. And a dancer who plays the princess. Basically, the soldier is on this journey and comes across the devil who makes him a deal to trade his fiddle for a book. And the book apparently has magical powers and is going to be able to tell him what to do. Well, you know, you make a deal with the devil and it always goes bad, right? So he isn't able to play his fiddle anymore when he tries to get it back. And he's going on this journey and his mother doesn't want him anymore. And his wife has left him. And there's a king that comes along whose princess, whose daughter is sick and is dying. And they say, you know, if somebody can help her, then they can marry her. And so the devil, disguised as an old woman, says, oh, I bet you can get the princess to fall in love with you. You can heal her. And so he does go to the princess and tries to marry her and is able to get her well. And so it's kind of this, but there's also these ideas of what I have should be enough. You know, as soon as he thinks that he needs everything, the soldier, and as soon as he has everything, he's unhappy and wishes he could have nothing again. It's a magical fairy tale filled with a great moral, I think, at the end.
Definitely. The Soldier's Tale was premiered in 1918, which is really interesting to think about because that, of course, was the year of the last major global pandemic, the Spanish flu. And so I have to imagine that Stravinsky was composing during a similar time to what we are living in today, albeit without the advantages of modern technology, of course. But I wonder how this impacted the composition of this piece, such as the scoring and maybe even the subject matter. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it definitely influenced him. And I know Aaron would be able to talk about this way more eloquently than I. But it definitely influenced his style. And I think just the composition of the piece itself, how there are only 7 players, there's some characteristics of the instruments taking on actual theatrical storytelling, sort of like Peter and the Wolf, when you hear those instruments become the characters of the piece. And this is similar to that, where the fiddle actually takes life in the orchestration.
Mm-hmm. And I think just the moral of the story of appreciate the simple things, you know, like I think we're all kind of relating to that in some way.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think remembering that if you have your life and you have your family and your friends, you're rich. That's all you really need. You don't need lots of things to go along with that. And I think we all do relate to that right now. You know, so many people have lost their jobs and lost family members, and there's been a tremendous amount of loss in 2020. And so I think remembering to enjoy, you know, that beautiful sunny day that we had just a couple of days ago and experience the sun, you know, on your skin and mm-hmm. feel the warmth of it with your family. I think, you know, that's really what we want to impress upon with this story.
Mm-hmm. Well, in addition to Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale, you also have a special Valentine's Day program coming up. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. This is going to be a lot of fun. Our administrative director, Kayla Beard, graciously offered to perform for our Valentine's concert. And so she's a soprano who's a wonderful soprano and has been in some of our productions. And she is going to be singing love songs, arias, art songs, and musical theater pieces. And it's just going to be a fabulous 30-minute concert on Valentine's Day. She actually also accompanies herself at times.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, she's extremely talented.
That's really hard to do, play and sing at the same time, I think.
It is. It really, it's a special skill. She likes to kind of hide that she's as good of a pianist as she is. But throughout the pandemic, she's been showing off a little bit, which is great.
And how can people watch that performance?
That performance will be on our YouTube channel. It's just youtube.com/Marble City Opera.
Excellent. And I know you have Royal Flush coming up in March, which we will talk about at a later date more in depth, but something for all of you listeners to kind of pencil in on the calendar there in March. Well, Catherine, it's been great to catch up about what's going on at Marble City Opera. Thanks for taking time to chat.
Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale, presented by Marble City Opera, members of the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra, and Go Contemporary Dance Works, will be offered as a live stream performance from the Bijou Theater Sunday, February 7th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets and information at marblecityopera.com or knoxvillesymphony.com.